Normally, the Joint Legislative Committee holds at least 3 days of budget hearings where they hear presentations from state department heads. But this year, the committee will only hold 1 day of hearings. The move comes during a session which is expected to be short so incumbents can fundraise during an election year. Senate Minority Whip Vincent Fort says he's concerned about the move.
I don't think it's just a matter of saving time. It's avoiding the debate and the scrutiny in an election year. I think the majority party doesn't want to have that kind of debate and scrutiny.
Senate Democratic Minority Leader Steve Henson also raised the issue on the Senate floor. Henson asked Republican Majority Leader Ronnie Chance this question.
Senator, so you don't think taking only 6 hours for the full committee to do it and moving the budget process this fast is going to cause us any difficulty at all in studying and being prepared for the budget?
No, sir, I do not.
Henson and Ford also expressed concern about a difference in this year's schedule for lawmakers. Generally, state lawmakers have a recess early in the session, so budget writers can work on their own versions of the budget. But lawmakers aren't taking that break this year. This was Senator Chance's response to their concerns.
Well, I don't think it's typically accelerated. I think that the only difference is that we're going to be in next week. And I think you've been here longer than I have, and in my opinion, we spend the first few weeks, we don't get much done. And I think that what we're trying to do now is be more efficient and spend the people's money wisely, get to work, get our jobs done, get the budget balanced, and go back home.
And when Democrats asked whether the schedule is politically motivated, Chance said absolutely not. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.